judgment day. Then there comes a warning, calling soldiers to war. But half of them were sleeping, the other half ignored. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, because one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. The end of all your worrying, we have all that we need. So stifle all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we glow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted, cause one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. That the consequence of your effort is eternity. Paradise remains, but don't choose to claim this promise as reality. Over death, over life, nor future, nor
Repair the Breach broadcast on the end of the Repair the Breach here, and Repair the Breach broadcast can be heard on what the pagan calendar states every Sunday night between 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the West Coast and 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. And glad to be with you here and tonight here on the Repair the Breach broadcast, and going to hopefully open up the phone lines here shortly. 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls and any comments or questions you have tonight regarding any subject you'd like to talk about in discussion that you might want to start up here on the Repair the Breach broadcast that is mandated in Isaiah 58:12, where it teaches us that we need to repair the breach from those who would try to put a stumbling block in your life and in your belief in such manner. The Father does promise that there will be a repairing of the breach. And, for instance, your belief in the Almighty has been shaped many times by the belief that the Scriptures or the Bible had no errors whatsoever in it, when in reality there has been enough evidence to support numerous errors, but the spirit of truth of the Almighty is still in the text, don't get me wrong, but we need to realize that the monks did monkey around with the manuscripts up in the monastery, and they held it for thousands of years before they released it, because they had an agenda, and that is to get you in their belief system so they could control you and deceive you and keep the ways of Yahweh far from you. We'll be right back. I'm Zach Daniel on RBN. ZachDaniel@yahoo.com. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I live. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast on RBN, and last week we spoke about death and the resurrection and what happens after death, and what we should do to prepare during our life for the next life, eternal life, or the eternal death or damnation that is promised in Scripture for the disobedient. And we all have been disobedient. The scripture says that all have transgressed the Torah, the law of Yahweh, and need His mercy and forgiveness. And that is why He came in the flesh to be our only Messiah that could redeem us from our transgressions, our sins. And so now that He has shed His perfect blood for us all, now we need to appropriate it through faith and belief and confession and forsaken our sins, but He washes in His blood so that we could be acceptable in His eyes. Now, many people believe that because the Messiah did die for the sins of all, that they don't need to do anything. They just assume, well, you know, I believe He died, and I accept what He did, and it's like this mental assent that all is well now. I have a mental belief in my mind that it's true, it happened, and it is true, and it has happened, and it did happen. But they don't go any further than that. They think you can go ahead and live in the old way you want, and as long as I don't hurt nobody, they think, you know, what I do in my personal life, well, it doesn't matter. I've already been accepted, and it's another concoction of a lie that Satan has spawned into many believers' hearts. But if you believe in what the Almighty Messiah Yahweh did on the tree, on the stick, if you will, approximately 2,000 years ago or so or more, then you will want to do that which is pleasing in His sight and keep His commandments according to His own word. He said, if you love Me, keep My commandments. And there is a scripture that I think we need to look at tonight, because it's on the New Testament believer, and we've said that glad refrain many times on this broadcast, you know, on the New Testament believer now, so I don't need to follow the Old Testament. Well, in the Old Testament and New Testament are misnomers. That bridge has been repaired. On this broadcast, we brought it up many times. The first covenant and the second covenant, or the new covenant, actually. Put it to Jeremiah 31. He renews the covenant, the new covenant, but He doesn't write the law, His instructional law. He writes it in our hearts now, you see. But if He writes it in our hearts, then surely we have His power, not our willpower, which is really nil, next to nothing, nada, zip. But now we have His power. That's why He said in Acts 1:8, "You shall receive power after the Ruach HaKodesh, or Holy Spirit, has come upon you. You shall be My witnesses." Yahweh. Now, without His power of His Spirit to lead and guide us, we will continue in sin. Now, that is a no-brainer. That's an absolute. But if we have some power of His Spirit to lead and guide us in the way we should go, then we will not be practicing sin or transgression of the law. We will want to abstain from that through His Spirit. It gives us a constraining love for His ways, Yahweh's ways. We will begin to relish the things of the Spirit and begin to despise the things of the flesh. And, you know, you can't be on the fence and say, well, you know, you can be half in and half out. The Father despises that. He says, I would that you were hot or cold. But because you're lukewarm, He said, I'll spew you out of My mouth. He says that in Revelation. Now, when you realize that it was those who kept the commandments that had a right to the tree of life in the Old Testament, really better stated, renewed covenant, then you're going to have a better mindset, I think, when you approach the book of Acts and all the other New Testament or renewed covenant books, Brit Kadashah's books, from Matthew to Revelation, those 37 or I should say 27 books, 39 in the first covenant. Really, it comes up to 66. And what we have in a modern day translation, but there are several more that are in the Holy Scripture. One, seven is called Protestant churches. or even in the mother of all churches, the Roman Catholic Church, at least the Roman Catholic Church does accept more books in their Catholic Bibles. I will say that. Whereas the Protestants have weeded out a little bit more as well. But neither am I condoning either, because in reality, it comes right down to 66 books in Scripture. That was a number for Freemasonry, and we've touched on that on many times on the broadcast. And 666, as we know, is another number that's similar or very close to, just one digit less than 666 would be the 66. Now, I do believe all the 66 books in Scripture that we have is inspired. Don't get me wrong. I just believe the original, quote-unquote, canon was entailing a lot more. As I've touched many times on this broadcast, I have a friend of mine in Ethiopia. He's a superintendent of the Ethiopian church of over 2 million members, and him and his son and I were at dinner one night, and he said, "We've got 88 books in our Bible." And I thought, wow, here I've got 66, and I've got right here this Bible, and he's got 88 books in his Bible. I felt like I got shortchanged. I'm like, well, wait a minute. What's going on here? Well, that's why we need to bridge, folks, because we here in the West, in this Roman Greco society called America, indeed have been deceived. In fact, more deceived generally than those from maybe in the Hebraic areas or the Semitic lands, because the scriptures are written from a Middle Eastern mindset, a Semitic mindset. We have been believing in this country for many years that we're the ones, I mean missionaries, we're the ones that are leading the forefront for getting the message of the Messiah, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all the Renewed Covenant message out there. When in reality, we're the most blinded and the most deceived nation in the world when it comes to spiritual things, with all due respect. We are handicapped because the English language does not bring forth the Hebrew idioms or the meanings of Scripture. If we just stay just in the English language, we become shortchanged and handicapped. So we really need to get this pride out of all of our hearts. The spirit of, well, if it's not from the West, then it couldn't be the best or accurate translation. When, folks, we've got to get past this West superiority, when in reality, spiritually and scripturally speaking, we're farther away from folks than we think sometimes. And I'm just trying to be honest and real with you. And by no means do I say I think I've arrived, and by no means do I have it all either. I don't have all the pieces to the pie or the puzzle, but I do believe he's given me some key parts, in particular, and more specifically, as you know by now on this broadcast, the name of the Almighty Messiah is the key of knowledge in Luke 11:52, where the lawyers, the Almighty Messiah, decried and put judgment. Woe, woe, woe unto you lawyers. Liars. Same thing. They're professional liars. All of them. All due to that. Because of the fact that they take go. They have to like pretend they're forced. And so there's a little movie like Liar, he's playing a lawyer, Jim Carrey. art imitates life, life imitates art, He's playing a lawyer, and all he could do is lie, 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 as you know. They're all professional liars. Now, don't get me wrong. There might be some lawyers out there that are good-hearted and do good deeds. I remember one lawyer helped me out of a jam, and I lost his card, his information, and I was even going to have him on the broadcast. So if you know who you are out there, you need to contact me. Zach Daniel with 2Ks. No S for Daniel. One word, Zach Daniel at yahoo.com. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Back here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast on RBN. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach. And talking about the commandments and how that they are indeed the commandments of Scripture. And of course, we know the main one, instructions, or the words, if you will, were written on two tablets of stone. The first four had to do with your vertical relationship between you and your creator, Yahweh. And the second table of stone had to do with your horizontal relationship with your fellow man. From commandment five on, honor your mother, honor your father, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, Don't make any graven images. Don't covet your neighbor's house or maidservant or manservant, etc., etc. The first four, though, had to do with your relationship with the Creator. And when Yahweh says, others before him, don't take his name in vain, which means don't replace. The word vain means don't replace his name, don't substitute his name, don't bring it to naught. And that has occurred, by the way, as we alluded to earlier. When people refer to the Creator as Lord, realize they're actually using a term that actually goes back to Baal worship, or in reference to Baal. Baal, B-A-A-L, which is Baal worship, which was the arch enemy of the Creator Yahweh, who would never allow himself to be identified as such verbally. And yet people today don't realize it, and they're doing it sincerely, albeit sincerely wrong, when they refer to Yahweh, the Creator, the Almighty, as the Lord, or as God. Or as even Jehovah, or even Jesus. These are all substitutes that were put in by the monks who were monking around with the manuscripts up again in the monastery, and all the denominational daughters of the mother of all the churches, which is indeed Rome. Rome was the first church. There's no way anybody can deny that. That is a fact on the record. Except the word church wasn't in the Bible originally. So the covenant, new covenant, wasn't to the church or the churches or the denominational daughters or the mother for that matter. The scripture does testify that the covenant people Yahweh came to save and seek and save was the lost sheep of the house of Israel, found in Matthew 10, also Matthew 10, 15, I believe, also. He said, don't go into the way of the heathen, don't go into the way of the Gentiles, but to go to the lost house, or the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, the lost sheep of the house of Israel didn't know who they had become. They became known as Gentile nations, true, without a doubt, because they were practicing the heathen's way of living. And so Yahweh says, now I want you to come back to become my bride. And he only had one bride. He didn't have the church, and then, okay, he's going to go back to Israel too. No, no, he had Israel, which is people, not a landmass. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not speaking of a landmass in the Middle East. That's the land of Jerusalem or Judah. It's been hijacked, the term. Israel has been hijacked, the term, and now they call it Israel over there, when in reality that's the land of Jerusalem, land of Judah, okay? Israel is the people. It was a man by the name of Jacob. He wrestled with an angel, prevailed, and Yahweh changed his name to Israel, and he said he's going to have descendants that were going to be a part of his bride, if you will, in typology, a body of Messiah. And that was the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That was the people who were red, yellow, black, and white, and brown, of all skin colors, of all ethnicities, of all walks of life, of all different cultures, because of the fact that Abraham had a promise to him from Yahweh that he would be the father of many nations. Not one little nation over there in the Middle East, but many nations. And the greatest of all the many nations, the greatest land of all, is the land that we all live here in North America and call home. It is the greatest land. In fact, in the Father's eyes, he calls it the choicest land above all land. But he wants us to keep his commandments, to have access or to have a continual blessing on the land. Because he said, I, Messiah, Yahweh, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the assemblies, that blessed are you that do his commandments, or do my commandments, that they might have the right, have right to the tree of life. And they may enter into the gates, into the city of the new Jerusalem. We'll be right back. I'm Zach Daniel. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Back here on the Report of the Breach broadcast on RBN, the Public Broadcasting Network, and publicbroadcasting.org is the website. I encourage you to check out the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and you'll find incredible amounts of information, some news you won't get at the Communist News Network, a.k.a. CNN or the Sly Fox. They're trying to keep you away from the truth. It's trying to keep you in the dark. And when they say they're fair and balanced, there's nothing further to be from the truth. But anyhow, what we're talking about tonight is the scriptural mandate that we need to keep his commandments. And this life is just a preparatorial state, a probational period. And those who don't keep his commandments if you continue to read, we're reading before the break, Revelation 22, it's pretty powerful stuff. He does go on to say that those who keep his commandment, the sorcerers, their dogs, they're liars, those who make love and make a lie. You know, that's pretty strong language for Revelation 22:14. Actually, we can just read it here a little bit to you. It says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life. So we're talking about here, versus eternal damnation. They might have the right to the tree of life. So in other words, there is something required. You know, so it's not just mentally just believing that the Messiah died and, okay, I accept it in my heart and my mind and I don't have to do anything. No, he says that you have to believe that, true, but you have to do his commandments, Revelation 22:14. Why would I want to do the Father's commandments? So that I might have right to the tree. He gives the answer right there in chapter 22, verse 14 of Revelation. And that we may enter in by the gates into the city. Now, those who go inside have eternal life, who keep his commandments, they have the right to go in. But those who don't keep his commandments, he said, they're on the outside, and they are dogs, they are sorcerers, they are the fornicators, they are the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who doesn't make a lie. So that's some strong language. That's only just one verse. Don't you have another verse in the New Testament also besides Revelation 22? Okay, let's give you another verse. Because in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established, right? So let's go to Revelation 14. Revelation 14, and these are the lost sheep of the house of Israel who finally come to their father, come to know his true name, his only name, and use exclusively his name to refer to him, Yahweh. And he said, I saw, and behold, the Lamb standing on the Mount Zion, or Zion, and with him 144,000 having their Father's name written on their forehead. That's pretty powerful. Hallelujah. That's awesome. Because you got to have the Father's name in your heart. Forehead means like have his name in your heart, in your mind. You know, it's what you think upon. It's how you call upon the Creator solely is through his name. Read Malachi chapter 3 in correlation with that. It was those who thought upon the name of Yahweh, who spoke about the name of Yahweh, who spoke to each other about the name of Yahweh. He said that a book of remembrance, Yahweh, he was writing and penning for them. So on this last day of repairing the breach, where there's a great restoration, a restitution that is being... you know, that is taking place, Yahweh says that he's writing a book of remembrance for those who speak about his name, that love his name, that talk about his name, that have found the key of knowledge, which is the name of Yahweh in Luke 11:52, that the lying lawyers withheld, the scribes, you see. They were the lawyers. They were the ones that had the authority, the so-called man-made authority, not the authority of Yahweh, to try to... trick people into their set of rules, their set of belief systems, their pagan names to follow after, and the lawyers who were really, in essence, liars. And like I said before, a break or two on this broadcast, I did have one lawyer who really did help me out of the jam. And I mean that sincerely. I tell you, I really liked the guy. He changed my whole concept about... you never judge a book by its cover. He really did. I mean, I've known that saying. You've probably heard that saying. I've known that saying. But Yahweh taught me a lesson that, you know, not every person is a bad person. We're all sinners. The scripture does say that. We all have sinned and come short. And there's none righteous, no, not one. I mean, that is scripturally backed. But what he was teaching me, I believe, was that he could speak through a donkey. He could even speak to a lawyer. And a father did use a lawyer one day to help me and out of a jam. And I am really grateful to him. And I really feel like if he's hearing me tonight, I apologize. I lost your card. and I cannot get a hold of you, you're going to have to, I gave you my information, my broadcast time. I would love for you to call in. I think his, I believe his name, and I can't even call his name. It's really bad of me. I apologize. But I think it's either Tanko or Banco, and I can't even remember exactly. But anyhow, if you're hearing this broadcast, sir, I'd love for you to call in. I'd love to tell you how much I appreciated your help, and we'd love to have you on sometime and discuss some of this that you're sharing with me. And but back to the point. Generally, usually lawyers are paid to lie, and I don't have a grudge against lawyers. I don't. But even the Messiah pronounced, "Woe, woe, woe unto you, lawyers!" And I think there's some significance to that, because this whole country is ruled and it's run by lawyers, pagan lawyers. And I call them pagan because they're practicing paganism, with all due respect, like all the other churches, like all the other organized 501c3 corporate-created state-run churches that are all government agents, or I should say all their government agents are the pastors of those churches. So they are indeed practicing paganism. And Christianity, with all due respect, is paganism christened. We've touched on that many times on this broadcast. But what we need to do is realize that, look, we all have failed, Father. I don't care if you're a lawyer. I don't care if you're a doctor. I don't care if you're working at a hamburger stand or whatever you do. I don't care if you're homeless. Yahweh loves everyone the same. But he doesn't love the secret works of darkness that, for instance, lawyers practice. And they take secret oaths. Even doctors, they have this Hippocratic oath. Even a doctor, that term doctor goes back to pagan religion, by the way. They use the serpent symbols, you know, or the serpent that crawls up the pole. These are all serpent pagan symbols, religions of Satan, if you will. The doctor doesn't, he's not paid to heal you, he's paid to kill you. Oh, wait a minute. That's outrageous, Zach. You shouldn't be talking this way. Well, no. They are paid by the pharmaceutical companies, the $700 or $800 billion a year industry, to keep you doped up. And the more dope they prescribe, the more money they make, you see. And so they, in fact, when people say, well, Zach, you don't have no authority to speak that way. Well, when there's a census that came out, there's a book called, I think, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. When the census came out that the average lifespan for a doctor was 70, was not 77, but 57. So an average lifespan of a doctor was 57 years old. Who are they then to be experts about life? Now, don't get me wrong. There might be some good doctors out there. I know Dr. Lorraine Day. She's one of those good ones that's coming out and blowing the whistle, and I applaud. And we should be backing people like that are willing to blow the whistle on the industry. And maybe there's some other attorneys who are blowing the, you know, ex-attorneys that are blowing the whistle. I applaud them. Hallelujah. Actually, I applaud Yahweh for them for doing that. But in reality, if you've still got that bar card, sir, if you still got that license, if you're still practicing, you're still following pagan religion, whether you like it or not. You're a pagan, with all due respect. Okay. Now, I was in paganism. We all were in paganism. And the Father's calling us out of paganism, out of darkness, into marvelous light. So I'm not saying that I, again, am better than anybody, because I'm not. No one else, no one, there's none righteous, no, not one. We all need the mercies of the Father every day. And His love endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever. But we need to get out of anything that's pagan. And, what is pagan? What is paganism, Zach? Somebody asked. Paganism is the practice of disobedience to the commandments, everything that's contrary to the Torah, everything that's contrary to righteousness. That's what paganism is. That's a religion. The court system is paganism. Did you know that? They've got their altar. There's a lying lawyer in a black robe, as Mark Stevens likes to say. And he's got this wig on, if you're over there in England, right? And they've got this pagan altar, and they want you to post Baal. Now, remember, you ain't supposed to worship Baal, right? And they want you to go, or again, you'll go to jail if you don't post Baal in many instances. And so you've got all these pagan different religious system. I mean, all these religious belief system in their courts. Their courts are their pagan temples, if you will. And the Father's calling us to not be involved with that. That's right. You know, if you're going to be one of His, you're not going to be a part of the pagan practice. You're not going to be numbered. You know, eventually you're going to have to come out sooner or later, right? I mean, He does say not to number the people. David got in trouble, King David did, when he numbered the people. And this whole pagan beast system wants to number people. They want your social security number, driver's license number, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Yahweh says, no, 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 my people are separate. Come out from among them, be separate. Well, Zach, how can you work? How can you live? How can you? Well, then trust the Father. Open a door. He'll open a door for you. Well, it's easier said than done, Zach, you might say. Well, guess what? Who's your master then? Is it Babylon? Because they're going to enforce the religion of paganism for you to practice whether you like it or not unless you take a stand. One day or another, you're going to have to take a stand. Now, you know, the so-called system doesn't... They know that they can't enforce religion. They know that they shouldn't enforce it, but yet they do it discreetly, deceptively. And you need to be able to know that's what's happening. And that's what you need to be aware of. That we need to come out of darkness into His marvelous light. And so, yes, the lying lawyers indeed withheld the key of knowledge, Luke 11:52. And we need to prepare in this life for the next life. And it's just a probational period, folks. You got any questions or comments? We've got a... last segment coming up here after the break, 800-313-9443. If you want to call in now, you can come on in here on the Repair the Breach broadcast on RBN. I'm Zach Daniel, 800-313-9443. Your questions or comments are appreciated, whether you agree or disagree. If you know, we don't screen calls, I'd be glad to take your call and discuss these issues because you're going to be in one government or another. You're going to be in the system of man or the system of Yahweh. You're going to be in Satan's kingdom or in Yahweh's kingdom. No man can serve two masters. You know, you're going to love the one, hate the other, cling to one, despise the other. He said you can't serve Yahweh and mammon. And mammon had to do with the pagan nothing-back monetary system that's just full of pictures of men that died. And the Father saying, look, don't have any idols. Don't have anything before me. And we all been guilty, including yours truly. But we need to come to an understanding that the Father is calling out a separate people, set apart people. And if we don't set apart ourselves to Him, or we don't allow Him to sanctify us and set us apart for His purposes, then whose purposes are you fulfilling? You know, I mean, our worst enemy is our own flesh. The one, you know, the guy, you know, the woman that looks in the mirror every day. You know, the woman or the man that looks in the mirror every day. That's your worst enemy. It's not the devil. That's the second. That's your second worst enemy. Your number one enemy is your flesh, your appetites of your flesh. Because the flesh needs to die. Scripture says that. Not 6 feet under die, but it needs to, in symbolic terms, it needs to die out to self-willed ways. The flesh does. That's right. Because what you feed the most grows the most. If you feed the flesh the natural appetites, primarily, that's going to come out the most. You know, lying, cheating, stealing, adultery, fornication, whoremongering. You can go on and on and on. And it lists it right there in the book of Revelation. And none of those individuals that practice such inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. Now, he'll forgive us, but we got to come out and confess and forsake and have a heart that has got genuine contrition. Let the Spirit of Yahweh saw, not to be repentant of, but something that is a gift. The goodness of Yahweh leads us to repentance. And we'll be baptized in the name of Yahweh. Come up out of that water, walk in newness of life. Like Romans 8 and Galatians talks about. It's the greatest thing in the life, man, when you come and serve Yahweh. I tell you, no matter what comes your way, what comes out, he's with you.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
back here on the final segment of the Repair of the Breach broadcast on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. And earlier I mentioned that there was more than just one scripture. It talked about keeping the commandments in the renewed covenant, what many call New Testament, in the book of Revelation 22:14, and also Matthew chapter 5:17-21, the Messiah Yahweh stated that we want to think that way, that the commandments were done away with. And that it was not a right mindset to possess. He said, think not that way. Think not that I've come to destroy the Torah, the law, but I've come to fulfill it. In other words, I've come to fill it up fuller. The word fulfill does not mean abolish or to make it no effect anymore, folks. It means that he filled it up fuller now, because now he's writing it in our hearts through the baptism of his Spirit, living in our hearts now that he writes it in our hearts, so that now he can give us the ability, not in our own ability, not by our own self-righteousness or not by our own works, but by his works through us. It's the by living within us, like Galatians 2:20 says. Or it says, if I'm crucified to the Messiah, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but the Messiah live in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of the Almighty. Now, this, the word Son really there is really the Messiah, who is the Almighty, period. They put the word S-O-N, L-O-R-D, G-O-D, J-E-S-U-S, and J-E-H-O-V-A-H in there when the name of Yahweh was in there originally over 7,000 times. He did not come from an earthly birth in the sense of he had earthly DNA. He came through Mary, just not from her, if you will. She was just the first surrogate mother. We touched on that many times. But he did not have any of her DNA or best flesh like we all do, because it was Yahweh who came in the flesh to save us, to redeem. That was the only one ever prophesied to be the Messiah, the true Messiah for the renewed covenant, was Yahweh. You can read about it in Jeremiah 23:5-6. You can call the Messiah's name Yahweh, our righteousness, not the Son of Nun's name or J-E-S-U-S. Go to Acts 26:14, where the Apostle Paul, Shaul, said he heard a voice speak to him saying in the Hebrew tongue. Because when he said, who are you? Who are you, Messiah? Who are you, Master? Who are you, Almighty? He said he heard him speaking, reply back to him in the Hebrew tongue. And Jesus, the word Jesus is not Hebrew. It's Greek, Latin, and English. The English part is the J, which is the last letter added to the English alphabet, as you know by now. There is no J in Greek. For those that say, well, New Testament inspired in Greek, well, there's no J in Greek. Again, no justification. Call him Jesus if he's never been called that by the apostles. And again, there's no J in Hebrew. And everyone knows he was born and spoke Hebrew. Of course, he knew all the languages because he was the Almighty. But the bottom line was, Mary only spoke Hebrew, only understood Hebrew. When she said, when she heard a voice, Gabriel speak to her and said, thou shalt call his name Yahweh, for he shall save his people, not their people, but for he shall save his people, Yahweh's people. You're going to call him Yahweh because that's his name right there in Jeremiah 23:5-6, speaking of the Messiah's name to fulfill all these scriptures of Jeremiah and Isaiah and Malachi 3:6, where Yahweh says, I am Yahweh, I change not. He didn't change his name, and he didn't send someone else to save us, because he said no human being can redeem us in Psalms 49. And human sacrifice was condemned, you see. So he wasn't going to change it, change his law and say, now the New Testament doesn't allow a human sacrifice or a half-human sacrifice. No, no, no. He wasn't half-human. He wasn't fully human. He was the Almighty Man, period. Not all flesh.